Fox News alert. The Biden administration has appointed a special counsel to investigate former President Donald Trump in two separate criminal probes. But here's the thing. January 6th happened 2 years ago. And this document case has been going on for almost the same amount of time. So why are they appointing a special counsel now? So Trump announces he's running for president and the Republicans take the House and tee up investigations into the Biden family. And suddenly a special counsel's appointed. So who is this special counsel? His name's Jack Smith. He's a Democrat, so he'll probably hire a team of other Democrat prosecutors to investigate the former Republican president. Mr. Smith began his career in New York and worked for the Clinton and Obama administrations. And right now, Mr. Smith's over in Europe. So he's going from The Hague to Mar-a-Lago. They really know how to pick these special counsels, don't they? Now, is the guy Democrats, he's the perfect pick for Democrats? There's more interesting timing, though. Remember when the Justice Department leaked that Trump's selling nuclear secrets out of the Palm Beach basement? Well, that was a lie. The Washington Post put out a big story this week admitting FBI interviews with witnesses do not point to any nefarious effort by Trump to leverage, sell, or use the government secrets. They say Trump just liked to hold on to mementos. You know, they thought they were his. The Post says he kept the documents not for profit or for sketchy stuff, but because of his ego, which we know is big. And the guy liked to hold on to stuff to remind him of his time in the White House. You know, like the little letters from Rocket Man. And as far as the January 6th investigation goes, you know, that little committee, January 6th, they never even referred Trump to the DOJ for charges. But now all of a sudden the special counsel is going to arrest the former president? On what charges? The special counsel move is going to have a major impact on the Republican primary. Donald Trump's now under a lot of pressure, or not. It's just more investigations swirling around him like there have been for years. But now we're looking at a dual-track special counsel investigation, a criminal probe in Georgia, and prosecutors breathing down his neck in New York. Now, the guy's already been impeached twice. The first time he ran for president, he was under investigation by the FBI. And now he's running for president again, and he's under investigation by a special counsel? I mean, just put aside the legal warfare the left's unleashed against this guy. What are Republican primary voters supposed to do? This has to factor into the Republican primary. Is this an interference in democracy? I don't want to get into that. And if anybody else gets into the primary, they're going to say, do you want to vote for a guy who's being investigated by 1,000 different prosecutors? Or does Trump say, see, I'm the Democrats' biggest threat. They'll do anything to stop me. And by going after me, they're really going after you. The Mueller investigation took about 2 years to figure out there was no collusion. But Garland says this one's going to be quick. I hate to know what the Justice Department's definition of quick is, especially because the special counsel, Jack Smith, isn't coming back to America for a while. He got into a little bicycle accident over in the Netherlands, and he needs time to heal. So we're off to a great start. Meanwhile, the White House says they had no idea any of this was going down. Now, the last time the White House said they didn't know about an investigation was when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, remember? Biden's handlers hid him from the press for a few days while his flunky said the president didn't know a thing. But then Biden was directly implicated in the raid after it came out that the acting national archivist, remember the persnickety librarian, actually went to the White House and asked the White House to waive Trump's executive privilege. And Biden waived it. It's hard to believe the president didn't know about the special counsel, especially when it's announced the day after the Republicans tee up an investigation into Biden over his family's foreign business deals.